Well, we highlight today's U.S. Department of Agriculture Supply and Demand Report. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, what did we find in this report?
Leslie, we found nothing in this report except for bearish numbers, as it put additional pressure and new contract lows in our wheat, our corn, and our soybean complexes today. Our corn crop is being pegged at a record 14.395 billion bushels. This is 107 million higher than what the trade estimates were. This is 363 million higher than what we saw in the August report. The corn yield is pegged at 171.7 million bushels, a bushel higher than what the trade was looking for, 4.3 bushels higher than the August report. The soybean crop was pegged at a record 3.913 billion, 30 million higher than the trade estimate, 97 million higher than the August report. The soybean yield pegged at 46.6 bushels per acre, 3/10 of a bushel higher than the trade was looking for, 1.2 bushels higher than what we saw in the August report. Now, we did not see any changes in the acreage number in the corn or soybeans. That could change in October, as they will be incorporating the September FSA acreage numbers in the October report. But we left acreage alone. We did see both corn and soybeans see increases in usage, be it exports or domestic use, but not enough to overcome the increase in the production. Now, when you look at the world production in corn and soybeans, we also saw increases, as the world corn stocks were up 2 million metric tons higher than they were last month. Now, that puts the world corn stocks right now at the highest of the past 15 years. And when you look at the U.S. ending stocks, they're the highest they've been since the 2004-2005 time period. Soybean ending stocks in the world, they came in 4.55 million metric tons above the August report. And, of course, in the world, that is a record large ending stocks to contend with. As far as our U.S. ending stocks, they were the highest since the 06-07 time frame. Now we'll switch over to the wheat. The wheat did not have as much going for it because there was no production changes in our wheat numbers today, because we will see that on September 30th when the small grain summary report comes out, and we will see the final production numbers for our wheat crop. But we did see changes to the balance table, and this caused the wheat ending stocks to come in 31 million bushels higher than the trade was looking for at 698 million bushels. Now, we also saw this 35 million higher than what the August report was. Now, this makes the fifth highest U.S. ending stocks of the past 13 years, and it's the fourth highest ending stocks of the past 13 years in the world numbers. Now, the world numbers did increase by 3.42 million metric tons, as we continue to see world and U.S. supplies continue to increase. I did not give you the ending stocks on the corn and the soybeans. The corn ending stocks in the U.S. came in just over 2 billion bushels, 10 million more, or 10 million less, I should say, than the USDA's the average trade estimates was. The number was 194 million more than what the August numbers were. Soybeans ending stocks in the U.S. were 475 million, 22 million higher than the average trade estimate, 45 million higher than what we saw in August. In a nutshell, a very bearish report. That does not mean we can't see a technical bounce down the road, but we also expect to see, most likely 30 days from now when the October report come out, these numbers could get even larger. And between September's report today and the October report, we will probably see more and more of these yield numbers coming out of the fields higher than what we had been projecting.
With having these strong numbers, how long do you think this will continue to weigh on the market?
Leslie, it's always a very tough question to answer, because with lower prices, you usually see demand get better. So that can be a positive for the market. The other thing is, we can always find technical buying that comes into the market thinking maybe the lows are in. But at the moment, I still think we're seeing more downside in the futures. The biggest concern I have is the downside in the cash market, because as we've been telling people for the last month or two, that we're worried about the tightness of storage out there for this new crop coming in and the increased transportation costs, that we will see the basis widen out both on corn and soybeans, and they will be looking at much lower cash prices down the road.
Tom, anything else in regards to today's USDA supply and demand report?
Wouldn't it be interesting to see how we turn this market come tomorrow's trade, whether or not we do find some technical bounce, or whether we see additional selling pressure take place in the market.
Okay. Again, Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
We've been joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities as we look back at today, the September report for USDA's supply and demand report. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.